little graphics god.
With that, let's try some more games. Now again with Battlefield 5, we're getting great performance with very low power draw. This is at 1080p high settings, and yeah, we are well over 120 frames per second. We don't have particularly high temperatures on the GPU, again, because it's not drawing that much power. Like, I don't think I've seen it go over 80 watts once, actually. It just makes it such a shame that the graphics card is so dodgy, because it's really good! Now, before I compare it to a full-fat desktop RTX 3060, let's just try a couple more games. Someone commented asking for Fortnite recently, so there you go. Cyberpunk with 1080p high settings is also running very well. We're getting over 60 frames per second, and it's nice and smooth, good gaming experience. And with that deep insight, I think it's finally time to compare it to a desktop RTX 3060 to see just how efficient it really is and how many frames per second we lose for that reduction in power draw. Okay, with Battlefield 5, it's definitely running a bit better. Before, we were jumping between 150 and 140 frames per second.
Whoa!
Whereas now, it's like 150 to 170, so a little bit better performance. But look at that power draw. Up from a peak of about 80 watts, that is almost double for not that much more performance. That's some crazy efficiency on that mobile RTX 3060. Yeah, the same goes for Cyberpunk. There is a bit more performance, but at the cost of almost double the power draw. But then there's the other difference of the desktop card having 12 gigs of video memory as opposed to 6 gigs. And with a game like Cyberpunk, you can see it just creeps over that 6 gigs of memory utilization at 1080p, and it would use more at higher resolutions. So the full RTX 3060 is probably a bit more future-proof and a lot less dodgy. With that, let's directly compare them with some more precise benchmarks. Interesting results. There were some definite anomalies like Shadow of the Tomb Raider and Doom Eternal, but when I wanted to retest the AliExpress card, Windows just refused to install the drivers again. It kept giving me like Trojan warnings and stuff. And with that, what did we learn in today's video? Well, a plague rat could exhibit world-class efficiency and be very competitively priced, but it being a plague rat is still kind of the main thing. Which brings me to the end of the video. If you want to check out that pink Asus anime case video, a suggestion will pop up in a second. And until the next video, thank you for watching. Bye-bye.